Which one of us will be the next one to be married? Which one of us will be the next to have one born? And I think of how your old home smelled in the heat of the summer, when we were kids before we'd felt such distant drummers. Drawing nearer to me, and I'll say time is slowing all at once, and I'll say I feel it slipping through our teeth, and you'll say standing beyond your own fields, and when you say the moor is growing underneath, well, I know you're right, I know you're right, I know you're right, I know you're right. Then smell one spun in clover. Youth like a fence holds back its growth, choked cherries pulled round. But who will I hold when I come back home with pieces missing? And who will I have when our days are steeped in reminiscing? Like a drum, and I will say the drum is ready to be heard, and you say you're like a candle in a jar, and when you say the more is growing underneath, well, I know I know, I know, I know. You've got the same twisty teeth that your father did, and his old gray eyes, and I can tell I have the simple silence.
Sam Carlson performing live on WNHH-FM's Acoustic Thursday at Studio 51.
It's New England in the autumn, and I'm counting all the brassy leaves that I can bring to you. I've got 7 red and 3 gold, and I'm gathering up enough to make a crown that will sit true. I'll know by feel, I'll know by feel. There's a candle in the middle of our, there's a candle there that's always burning blue, and I bad times, an open door will make it falter. But it all recovers from the breath it drew. It always heals. It always heals. It always heals. It always dry heat in the winter. What we all need is a way to play a part. We'll know by feel. We'll know by feel. I'll know by feel. I'll know by feel.
Sam Carlson on Acoustic Thursday at WNHH FM, New Haven's home for community radio. Sam, thanks so much for coming into the studio today to play some of your songs for us. What was that last one called?
Oh, that was called Know By Feel.
Was that a recent one at all?
Which I say in it a bunch in case anyone forgets. hey, what's up, man? Good to see you. That one's from that's from about a year and a half ago. That came out on a self-titled album in August of 2022.
Okay, so one of these people making a lot of music in the pandemic where there's nothing else to do and recording.
Yeah, you know, I feel like, so we started basically during the pandemic, which at the time...
Who's we? You mean
Sam Tynes.
Okay, the Tynes is your band, S.J. Carlson and the Tynes. Yeah, okay, sorry. You're going to get you closer to the mic. So you started your band, S.G. Carlson.
Oh, yeah. Well, so I've been playing solo and with other groups for ages. Music's been my core hobby and is now my career since I was in middle school.
Is that when your dad had a recording studio and he did voiceovers and commercial stuff and you used to hang out with him and learn how to work the studio?
Yeah, exactly. I'd hang out down there with him and help him make his things. I was in Fairfield in our basement. And he used to do like a weekly segment where he would do fake Bob Dylan songs.
Really?
Like parody
so
songs.
He did mostly the voice thing. Yeah,
he did a lot of radio parody stuff. Oh. A lot of, there's a bad bathroom on the right. Kind of. But it was very fun, interesting place to grow up. And it definitely gave me the opportunity to like get to play with all of the gear and get familiar with it and like learn how to just sort of zen out while you hit stop.
And how long
have
you been on the New Haven scene?
Because
I know it's since the aughts.
Oh, since 2008.
Oh, 2008. Okay, so
yeah.
I know some of your bands have been Ports 16? Of Spain, Pyramid Rose. Now you got S.G. Carlson and the Tynes. You've done solo.
Mm-hmm.
You were also in the band that did the favorite video ever by the New Haven Independent.
Oh, yes, Laundry Day.
On 7Seas. You're also...
That day was... It was the middle of February and raining, and we were just outside for... for hours.
But what you did is you did every...
It worked out
a scene
really
everywhere
well
in New Haven, so we watched it.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
We got into the tunnels.
Yeah, I saw.
We went to all sorts of places. And
We filmed at
Brick Oven, and like half the time I go back to Brick Oven, Kadir's like, when are you doing another music video here?
that was a good one. You're also your songwriter, and you also run Sans Serif Studios. That's in New Haven.
I do, yeah. We are right over on Chapel Street. We work with a lot of local and regional artists, Killer Kin, July and the Serotones, all sorts of New Haven folks and abroad.
You also make really good videos, because besides the Laundry Day, my favorite one that you've done was Crisis Shopper.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where you went to different... It was a horror movie of a murderous self-driving shopping cart, and you filmed it during the pandemic at all these scenes around New Haven at night on Whaley. So, like, you had Edge of the Woods.
Yep.
You went down to Brick Oven Pizza, and my favorite part was the cameo by Bill Saunders when he's giving you a hard time in the finger, and then the cart runs him over and kills him, and you're running away screaming.
Yeah, and Bill was just... Bill was walking by, and he was one of my regulars when I worked at Cafe 9. We'd hang out, Bill and Nancy, and I would hang out late and talk about old B horror movies. And I ran into Bill that night, and I was like, I'm filming a B horror movie right now. Can you be in it? which if you know Bill, you know he'll do anything.
So videos have become such an essential part of how we experience music now. And I mean, the early days, MTV was kind of silly, and you always like threw something off a table or something. But now when I look at artists, whether it's Beyonce's release or any artist you listen to or your music, sometimes like the Laundry Day one, the video is such an important part of how we associate the song. How does that affect you as a songwriter and a producer when you're doing music? Are you thinking visually, or do you just tell a different story?
Yeah, you definitely, you have to think about all of this while you're getting ready to release a song. And I feel like, you know, to an extent these days, if you want to do music, you also have to know how to do everything else. I'm a graphic designer. I'm a video producer. I do all my own advertising. Like, I've learned how to do a million things because I want to make music. And there's just so many things that are sort of ancillary to that now. I remember I used to live in this really horrible old apartment, which I wouldn't compare music to, but I am. And I had to learn how to like fix the boiler and like repair doors and stuff, because the place was just falling apart. And it's like, well, like, this is just part of me wanting to live here. I have to learn all these other skills.
The long tail of the web.
Whether I want to or not.
And with the long tail of the web now, it's more possible to make a living as DIY, right? As long as you know all those skills, and you're not going to get rich, but you can make a living.
Yeah, yeah, certainly. There's a lot of ways to eke it out these days. The big money in the music industry is more or less gone in the streaming days. But there's a lot of ways to find an audience and reach an audience and keep that audience. And if you can find a way to mean a lot to a small number of people, that can at least sustain your craft.
And they don't have to physically live where you live. Do you reach people who don't live in New Haven? Do you have fans elsewhere?
Oh, absolutely.
They find you on the web?
Yep.
Does that mean you tour? Are you able to go to other cities and perform?
Yeah, I used to tour a lot more. So we're playing in Boston coming up. We played in Brooklyn recently.
Where
we do like Rhode Island a lot. I haven't done like a long tour in a while, because I've been so focused on making music with other people.
And you have new music coming out?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We have a single that we just released that actually is sort of about living in apartments in New Haven.
And, oh wow! Are you gonna play that?
I will. My neighbors now are always cooking very loudly. And it smells amazing, but I hear them cooking constantly. And I had there was someone I lived below for a while, who is this sort of old professor who hated everything and played clarinet. And it's just about all that, it's like the characters that you run into, and that idea that like if you're living in a city, you have this weird proximity to your neighbors where like, you don't really know what their lives are like, but you do a little bit, and you can't help but try to fill in the blank, you know?
What's the song called?
Emptied and Refilled.
All right, Sam Carlson at WNHH-FM.
Try and see. other life might be. Life might be. I found my tongue and then found the words to set it free. Set it free. And see what neighbors need to shape in the dark. La da da da. La da da da.
Sam Carlson performing on Acoustic Thursday at Studio 51 on WNHH FM. What you got for us next, Sam?
This is a pretty old one that I think we're actually about to re-record, called The Seawall. Oh, can we ease up the gate on this mic a little bit? Because I'm going to get
you want it lower?
Quiet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, so I can hear it gating out a little, I think.
Okay. How's that? Ooh, it's nice.
Seems good.
Was it ever your own? No, was it only your mind? So give me a sign, what you got on the inside, and I'll be here, rippling these words, doing a line. Hang nickel and salt, hang like a pickle in brine, and you gave to me, half digested by sea, bits and bottle glass here at the seawall, towing a line. Thank you. We are a poor passing fact in a perfectly moving machine, still so serene, but the fence in between. And I'll be here dribbling these words, doing a line.
Is that the Morris Cove Seawall?
Hmm?
Is that the Morris Cove Seawall?
Yeah.
All right, Sam Carlson, a New Haven musician on Acoustic Thursday in Studio 51. Who are your influences, main influences?
Yeah, I like Nick Drake a mm-hmm. lot.
Yeah,
love
I can
Nick
hear
Drake.
That. Yeah.
Lately, I've been listening to a ton of this band Godcaster, who are playing at the Ballroom. With Of Montreal, another one of my huge influences.
When are they coming?
I will definitely be there. June 6th.
So I don't know why I was thinking of Marshall Crenshaw, Freddie Johnston, any of those people.
I know Marshall Crenshaw, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So one thing I'm thinking of, so you play with a band often.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're playing acoustic, except for the last song you're doing finger picking, which kind of adds a lot of elements to it, melody on top of rhythm and all that, I was wondering how a musician like yourself, when you're performing a song that usually has a band, I noticed on one song you did whistling, which I thought was mm-hmm. a bold move. What else do you do to add the texture?
That would normally have been a guitar solo.
That's what I figured, yeah.
Yeah.
So what else do you do when you're thinking about how to perform it solo and in your mind is the more produced production? What do you what do you do to the song to make it work solo?
Well, I'm gonna flip this because I tend to write everything I'm just sitting on my couch watching True Detective or something, and that's I'll write everything on acoustic first, and then I bring it to the band and they take it apart and everyone rewrites everything, and that's what winds up coming out. So a lot of the time I start out by playing a lot more or maybe too much, and then when I bring it into the group, sometimes there's like large segments where I'm doing nothing. You know, where it's like I start playing big and then I realize that with everyone else involved, it's best for me to scale back.
By that, you mean you don't play as loudly? You don't get as complicated?
Yeah,
you just do the
basic
rhythm?
I don't play
rhythm.
As loud. I don't play as much. Yeah, and I've found over the years that, when you're playing by yourself in front of an audience, a lot of the time the tendency is to try to make yourself bigger, you know, and louder than the audience could be, and to like be something that's, you know, so big that they can't help but look. And I've found that, at least for me, the opposite is true, where I try to be as small and quiet and dulcet.
Catch the attention.
As possible, yeah. Well, I feel like people kind of quiet down to hear what's going on. And then if they like it, you've got them. But,
and unless I'm mistaken, seen Bit of Cafe 9 when you were pulled into last minute to open with somebody else wasn't there. Aren't you one of the people they call sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
And then
I've
how do you get
it? I've played at Cafe 9.
No, I know you've headlined a lot on weekend
times.
Stuff. But are you? I thought saw you one night when you were pulled in to open.
Oh, definitely.
And that must be hard to get the attention because then they're here to see someone else. It's early. Everyone getting seated, saying hello to each other, drinking. So being quieter might be a way to get their attention.
Yeah, and the classic Cafe 9 situation, if you've ever been employed there, is that you will play and then go back to work. So like I opened for Andy Schauf a while ago there, and kind of walked off stage, and people were like, oh, great set, man, great set. And I was like, thanks. Can I get you anything to drink? I am also the bartender.
Oh, do you still bartend there?
No, I haven't in a bit, but yeah,
that's
I know
funny.
That just that like kind of whiplash. Going from one side of the show to the other.
Well,
side.
This weekend, as you said, a New Haven Noise Festival.
Yes.
What is that?
So New Haven Noise is it's an independent publication that covers New Haven music
a zine.
And they do They cover national artists and other, you know, regional artists as well. But it's very New Haven focused. And they are throwing a festival this weekend, beginning Thursday at Nolo. And then I'm playing the show tomorrow night.
Friday night.
Yes. Friday night at Volume 2, Never Ending Books on State Street.
And either with the band?
Yep, that's going to be me with the whole band. We're also playing with Mother Juniper, Paul Bergman, and Post Valley Green, which is like really just such a line of heavy hitters, locally speaking. And then they have two other shows after that. Saturday night, I think is at Cafe 9, and then Sunday is at the Beer Racks. But if you look up New Haven Noise, they've got a website, and they're on all socials and everything. Look
New
them
Haven
up and
Noise, and we're talking
check
about
out this fest
this weekend. Yeah. Sam Carlson, thanks for coming on Acoustic Thursday. It's really a pleasure to hear you up close and introduce some of our listeners to your music. What song are you gonna take it out with?
Oh, I'm gonna do one more, which is I wrote at my friend's cabin in upstate New York. But again, if you want to see the band playing Friday night at Volume 2. And if you want to see me very acoustic, I will be at the East Rock Brewing Spring Fest Sunday afternoon.
This Sunday?
Yes, this Sunday.
Oh, you're playing around.
Yep.
And if I lived upstate among the copper and the autumn leaves that heave a dusk, and I know steady as she goes out time to sleep, and I can see the value in the finer things. I can see her willingness to try, and I'll bet, though it hasn't happened yet, that I'll succeed. And offset, is it worth it yet? And offset, bless me, I'm only chemistry, I'm only memory, I'm always sleeping, am I always dreaming, somewhere out to sea, I'll always be near you, though we disagree, somewhere in perpetually perishing, somewhere in perpetual rebirth, and there's a way we can stay long after today, but we'll see. And I've said, is it worth it yet? I'm
Sam Carlson, thanks for coming in today. Thanks, Harry Droz.
Thank you so much for having me.
The producer of this show, station manager.